Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 1.1 billion children worldwide face three or more overlapping climate hazards, a stark reminder of the urgent need for climate action. What makes this significant is that 17 June is observed as the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought, with the 2026 theme, Rangelands, Recognize, Respect, Restore. Coinciding with this day, the UNICEF Children's Climate Risk Report 2026 highlights the acute vulnerability of children to climate hazards. First, let us understand the basics of the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. The day has been observed since 1995, marked by the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification, or UNCCD, which is one of the three Rio Conventions that emerged from the 1992 Earth Summit. The other two Rio Conventions are the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, and the Convention on Biological Diversity, or CBD. The UNCCD is the only legally binding international agreement linking environment, development, and sustainable land management. Its central concept is land degradation neutrality, aiming to balance land degraded with land restored. Building on this, India has been an active party to the UNCCD. India hosted the UNCCD COP14 in 2019 at Greater Noida, where the Delhi Declaration was adopted. Under the Bond Challenge, India pledged to restore 26 million hectares of degraded land by 2030. The Aravali Green Wall Project aims to create a green buffer along the Aravali Range to check desertification spreading from the Thar towards the Indo-Gangetic Plains. But why does this matter? It matters because desertification and land degradation have severe implications for food security, migration, and the overall well-being of communities. Now, let us turn to the theme of this year's World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought, which is Rangelands, Recognize, Respect, Restore. Rangelands, which include grasslands, shrublands, and pastures, cover a vast share of the Earth's land surface and support pastoral communities and livestock. They are often overlooked in conservation despite storing carbon, supporting biodiversity, and sustaining pastoralist livelihoods. The 2026 focus seeks to correct this neglect. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India needs to prioritize the conservation and restoration of its rangelands to mitigate the effects of climate change. With that background in place, let us look at the UNICEF Children's Climate Risk Report 2026. The report found that about 1.1 billion children globally face three or more overlapping climate hazards such as extreme heat, floods, cyclones, air pollution, and water scarcity. Children are uniquely vulnerable because their bodies are still developing and they have fewer coping resources. In India, the hazard score is 9.21 out of 10, with about 392 million children, or around 92%, exposed to extreme heat and 89 million to recurrent heat waves. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought is observed since 1995, with the 2026 theme, Rangelands, Recognize, Respect, Restore, and Kenya as the host. The three Rio Conventions that emerged from the 1992 Earth Summit are the UNCCD, UNFCCC, and CBD. India has hosted the UNCCD COP14 in 2019, adopted the Delhi Declaration, and pledged to restore 26 million hectares of degraded land by 2030 under the Bond Challenge. The Aravali Green Wall Project aims to create a green buffer along the Aravali Range. The UNICEF report found that 1.1 billion children face three or more climate hazards, with India's hazard score at 9.21 out of 10. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS3 environment, where you need to understand desertification, land degradation neutrality, the Rio Conventions, the Bonn Challenge, and climate vulnerability. It is also relevant to GS2 Social Justice and International Relations, where you need to understand child rights, climate justice, India's treaty commitments, and the role of international conventions. In the mains exam, you can connect land degradation to food security and migration, and children's climate risk to heat action plans, the right to education, and public health. In the prelims exam, remember the three Rio Conventions, the host of COP14, the Bonn Challenge target, and the Aravalli Green Wall project. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to understand the complexities of climate change and its impacts on vulnerable populations, such as children. You need to analyze the role of international conventions, such as the UNCCD, and India's commitments to addressing climate change. This is a favorite prelims fact, the Bonn Challenge target of restoring 26 million hectares of degraded land by 2030. Note this carefully, the Aravalli Green Wall project is a crucial initiative to combat desertification in India. Now, let us turn to the way forward. India needs scaled-up land restoration aligned with the 26 million hectare pledge, city and district heat action plans that specifically protect children, cleaner air to address the 9.94 pollution subscore, and integration of pastoralist and rangeland conservation into national land use planning. So what exactly changed? The recognition of the importance of rangelands and the need to conserve and restore them has gained momentum, and India needs to prioritize this in its climate action plan. In conclusion, the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought and the UNICEF Children's Climate Risk Report 2026 highlight the urgent need for climate action and the importance of addressing the vulnerability of children to climate hazards. This topic has significant implications for India's environment, development, and international relations, and is a critical area of focus for UPSC aspirants. The fight against desertification and climate change requires a multifaceted approach, and India's commitment to restoring degraded land and protecting its children is crucial in this global effort.